At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom.
Hour number two. Bot, kind sir, who brings hour two?
Well, it's noon hour, and that means it's lunchtime, and lunchtime at the Ticket today is sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two locations, at 11th and Cornhusker, and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-in sandwich. Try a brisket burrito. They have barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs. You can try a half-smoked chicken. Much, much more, plus incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue. Again, located at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's.
Okay, Bach, here's a question for you. I need you to help us out. Again, you guys can be a part of it. The starter Heyman text line 402-464-5685 if you want, and then jump on all the streams so you can follow. And again, the weather should have taught you to download the Ticket app so you have it on your phone. But Bach, here's the question for you, kind sir. If you took brisket, and you took salsa, cilantro, a flour tortilla, cheese, and you filled that tortilla up. Now, if you leave the tortilla open, it's a taco. But if you wrap the tortilla, it's a burrito.
Correct.
Is that really what we're doing?
That's how I would describe it. Yeah, right,
so. That's really all we're doing. Like, so the fold, the contents could be the same. The ingredients could be the same, but hey, fold it.
That's what I love about I've always loved Taco Bell's menu items because they have like 6 ingredients and they're always coming out with new products. And it's always the same thing wrapped around different ways.
It is the same basic beef. And I mean basic. Listen, my auntie, God bless her, rest her soul. She used to always say, she said Taco Bell meat was barely beef. She says, you're gonna go get one of those barely beef burritos. And the battle and the discussion between and Becky and I have had this discussion as well, that like she'll cook and she'll go, Do you want burritos? Sure. I want burritos. They're tacos on my plate.
Those are tacos. These aren't burritos.
Those are tacos. Do I tell her? Do I say, all you married men out there, is it worth the risk? Is that a hill? Bach?
No. You pick your battles, and the difference between a burrito and a taco is not one.
Oh, there's the crazy lady talking burritos again.
Just so if you have company or you have to whisper to company, it's going to be a taco. No, it's not a burrito.
We had a friend over, and that was literally the thing to just go, bro, it's taco. Hey, man. And then you have to explain to them, hey, don't just leave it flat. Because if it's the same ingredients, hey, man, then it's a nacho. It's a nacho, and you're just dipping. Hey, bro, just go with it. Just go with it. It's the same thing. We'll get out of here safe. I promise you we can go have beers later. Close but not the same. How is it different? Texas is not worth the risk. Yeah, I look, man. Yes, the Jim Gaffigan special on Mexican food. the rice. Okay, but if the rice is there and it's not folded, it's still...
You can have a rice taco, right?
Yes!
Yeah.
Like, go to Chipotle. You can put rice in it. As a matter of fact, they tell you, hey, man, what kind of rice you want? They suggest it for you. And another thing. Is there a difference, a quality of taste different between Taco Bell and any one of the burrito slash taco places?
Yeah, you're not paying for quality of product from Taco Bell.
Are you saying that a taco or burrito from another place is better quality? Or is, because I'm going to get in trouble here, but I've never had a taco better than a street taco anywhere.
That's true.
Anywhere.
But I would not describe Taco Bell as a street taco.
Down the street taco. It's just got its own. It's got its own thing. Yeah, I'm open to discussion on it. We'll try to figure that out. We were talking stadiums. And Box Neighbor goes in and says, I would love to go an LSU night game. Now, that's a party. I can confirm. That is in fact true. Been to a couple of them. The last one that we went to, Becky and I went, man, it was great. Matter of fact, it was an overtime game against Ole Miss.
Mm.
And Ole Miss missed two kicks. And LSU, I think we've seen them twice. Once where LSU won, once where Ole Miss won.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw Alabama down at LSU. Yeah, all these in the last 10 days. Great stadium. The Tiger was out, right?
Mike
was out in a cage. He was in a cage, but he was out where you could walk up to it. And, okay, another point of discussion. Bach, please let me know, yay or nay. You're at LSU. You've had a happy hour beverage or two. Like, you've had a tailgate beverage or two. And you see Mike the Tiger in a cage. Do you have any desire to pet Mike the Tiger?
Absolutely not.
Like,
I don't care how drunk I am. I'm not. Right. He might be cute. There's something trained in my brain. No tigers.
Right. It is sad that a big portion of my, like, I'll try to settle down at the end of day, and so you just scroll through videos. And I'm amazed at the number of people who get got by trying to pet some animal.
Yeah.
There was a video literally last night that all my friends were sharing. And it's of a group of tourists who go near a herd of bison.
Not a good idea.
Like, they got out of the cars to walk, and this is a sea of bison. This is a gang of bison, right? And this lady, and there's somebody with a camera on their phone, and they're narrating, like, this isn't going to go well. This isn't going to end well. And they're doing the play-by-play of the woman walking up, and we see her being purposeful, that she's going to go up and try to pet a bison, except she hasn't read the room. She didn't read the room, Bach, because one of the bison had a baby bison next to it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bob. We hear the phrase, they got dragged. Like, there's somebody engaged in an encounter and they got dragged.
Yeah.
This woman, that bison literally dragged her. Dragged her to the point where the bison dragged the woman's pants off. And the person video, like, you can't help them.
Yeah.
Once the bison says, it's a party. It's a party. You can't do anything about it. You can't help. You can't. Okay, Bach, here's a real challenge for you. What if your wife decided she was gonna go do that? Who do you take on? Who would you rather take on? Your wife, angry wife, or the bison?
My angry wife.
You will fight her for her own good.
I have to, yeah. I went to, so we got bison at Pioneers Park. I went over and they were, you know, they can go all around. And this one's were particularly close to the fence. I said, sweet, we get to go see him. So I brought my son up there, and one of them, all he did was just huff. Yeah. And it was enough for me to go, let's back away from the fence. I was just like, okay, that guy could.
One time.
Yeah.
One time. It's all that's required. Yeah, it really is. There's a sound and a scent that if the scent doesn't stop you, you're at fault.
Mm.
And then the sound is the second horn before the end of timeout, right? Before we start go live play, like balls active.
Yeah.
Right? So you get the scent, first horn. Whatever you're doing, stop it. Stop it and be prepared. That harumph sound that they make the second horn that, hey, it's about to go down.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Get ready. Bach, I'm ashamed at how many times I watched that video. I'm ashamed. I'm sorry. I'm ashamed.
Yeah, to go back, rewind, pause, see where things really broke down.
I John Maddened this video. I John Maddened X and O'd this video. See right here, the bison goes boom, boom. Look at that right there. Look at the drag. That's a strong. That's an all Madden team bison right there. That is a move. The lady, smart decision, not a good decision here. This, you got to make better decisions in critical situations. I literally John Maddened this video. I'm ashamed. I apologize. Bach, what's your intrigue that 10 days out, I think it's like 8 practices left before Kansas City. Do you know how much more, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how much more do you know about this football team now than you did 2 weeks ago?
Not a whole lot. It's tough. I mean, you can, you know, try to get what they're coming out of press conference, but they're also not giving away too much. I'll tell you this. Like, I can tell you my my belief in Archie Wilson has gone sky high. They can't stop talking about him.
Oh.
And of course, with, you know, his moment yesterday, he kind of made national news. So he's a name already.
Have we not learned anything? We're hyping up the punter.
You don't understand. It's just not just a normal punter.
What is he kicking a different ball?
Oh, he can kick the ball.
Does he have different rules?
Ways. He's got. Well, he can't kick with both legs. That's a unique skill set.
Where we are.
Do you feel? But I was surprised. I feel like if you had this guy, they say he can pass, he can throw, he can run, he can kick with both legs. Wouldn't you keep that a secret if you're a coach?
I'm just text line. Help me out. I'm okay with being wrong about it. First of all, I'm perfectly okay with being no DP. Celebrate. Okay, he's a character. Australian, another member of Kick Academy, right? He's not the first Kick Academy guy that's been at Nebraska. So, and we're familiar with what happens, right? That this is an advanced deal, a lot of work being put in. But as Wet Blanket likes to say, this is a punter that's never played a football game before. They're on national TV. In a meaningful game that you have a kicker that's never played in a football game before. Has he played football or is just, he didn't play in high school, right?
No. Yeah. I have to look more into it. I don't know the exact story of why he hasn't played. I think it's just, you know, the American football game. It's not all that popular in Australia.
Right. Like Eric likes to say, this was a Tom Stevens sticking point. He used to call Nebraska Kicker U. And I'm like, that's not a thing. that's not a thing. He goes, we've had some special kickers and punters here. Correct. Correct. Were any of them the definition of your football team and your program? No. Not when they were good. Not when this team is good. When this program is good, no.
See, I was cutting pretty close to that the last couple of years. The definition of their football team might have been Troy Taylor.
And that is the correct response to that statement, Bach. A chuckle, a loud, purposeful chuckle. I hope the kid's phenomenal. Like the weapon, having somebody that can change the game, right? So if we can make special teams one-sided, right, that you're going to try not to return because at some point somebody's going to try to attempt to return. And if they catch it, muff it or fumble it, wonderful. If there's two of those kicks in the course of the season, after the third kick, if people have figured out that it's difficult, they're going to stop trying, which, fine. That means that Nebraska will be plus yardage on punts every single drive. Now, we still don't want to see him too much. I don't want to know him that well. I don't want to know the punter's deep detail. I want the punter to be the great unknown.
Mm. but part of it was how bad Nebraska's special teams was last year. DP, I've watched a lot of football over my life. You've been closer, to many more programs. Have you ever seen a special teams that was at any level that was that prone to mistakes?
Man, wow! Like it, Matt Rhule said it at a presser last week that he recognized that when Nebraska's special teams played well, the team played well, and when the Nebraska special teams didn't play well, the team didn't play well. Those number of plays, the positive yardage in those plays, it's also wear and tear, right? Because if you're punting all the time, your gunners and those plays you put out there, they're going to take a beating. They take a beat. Like, I don't want to know how good the blockers are on the special team. It means you're out there a lot. I mean, yeah, it'd be great to have a great returner. When was the – is DeMornay the last great returner?
Yeah, great, yeah.
Right, where he could put points on the board or swing the field.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Bell, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, you've had a few returns from guys here and there, but as far as, like, consistently, Kenny Bell had a good return here and there, but DeMornay was, like, a weapon.
Oh, Corey says this, that our special teams, specifically punt return, has been god-awful for 20 years. In coaching rooms, it is always a priority, or should be a priority, to be plus-plus on special teams. Right? And plus-plus is simply that you aren't giving anything away, right? And that you're gaining when given the opportunity. That I need positive yards. Positive yards. I just don't know why that is so complicated. I didn't understand a lot of the what happened. But you're not supposed to. So Husker fans, it's not supposed to make sense to you for Huskers to do a thing poorly. It should never make sense for you to watch a thing and not understand why it doesn't work. There should be trackability to Nebraska football success. And the special teams, I mean, we're talking about, look, I got here during the fake punt for big first down returns against Nebraska special teams. And then you change coaches and you go through and it changes again. And then last year, we could say literally that there were opportunities where if points had been put on the board by field goal kickers, it would have changed the season even for even a greater result. If you got more positive yards, ask Dylan Raiola if he'd like to be plus 8 yards every time he goes on the field. Ask the defense if they'd like to be minus 8 yards, that somebody has created a deficit of 8 yards for the offense when they take the field. It changes your play calling. It changes the psyche of the offense and defense. It changes coaches' ability to call various plays because, I don't know, getting the ball, defending an offense from their 12 is different than from their 20. Play calls from your 40 compared to the 48, different. It's an advantage, but I don't necessarily want it to be the focus. I don't want it to be the focus. I don't want to know the punter more than I know the number one tight end or the starting right guard or the starting inside defensive tackle. Like we I don't want to know the kick returner, although we kind of have an idea, but I don't want to know the kick returner more than I want to know who's going to have the second most carries. Kick returner would touch the ball, what, 36 times, 45 times? Second running back will do that. Who is that? Who is running back number two, Bob? Any idea?
Well, we'll see between Mekhi Nelson and Mosey, who just went over there with Ives' injury in play. Seems like they've taken that number two and three spot.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. And I don't need to be negative Nelly. But from the coaching standpoint, I want him to be good. I want him to be a factor. Yes. I'm from the special team school that I would rather he kick it to the sideline or kick it out of bounds as far as he can kick it and kick it out of bounds so that there is no additional return. And that I will set a wedge that allows an extra blocker back to allow my punt returner to receive the ball and make positive yards. I don't necessarily need for them to chase 40 yards. I would rather have kind of the UFL prototype where they're sitting back waiting for defenders to come down, gunners to come down, and attack them then. But that's a difference of philosophy, and each program has its own. I'm just trying to figure out what we've learned in this training camp time. And I'm looking forward to learning more. We don't have to know everything. We are curious. Indeed, we are. More one-on-one when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.